Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to leave the speaking about the Bema seat at this point. And we do need to come back to this because it's not finished. Because I have been saying over the last couple of weeks, we need to talk about that movie.
那但是 Tim 呢已经连续好几次都说他要来谈一下那部电影，就是隐藏的生活，但是一直都没有讲。
But it is connected, which is why I was sort of trying to move through the thing about the Bema throne. And you'll see how it's connected very soon.
但是因为这个苹果宝座跟这个隐藏的生活其实是完全有关的议题。所以他要清楚地把苹果宝座讲清楚。
And the reason they're connected is because what this man did in the movie, and the movie I'm talking about is A Hidden Life, he was a type of invisible hero.
因为呢这部电影隐藏的生活呢他就是在谈的那种不可见的英雄。
And a lot of the rewards and awards are going to be given to the believers who are the invisible heroes that nobody really knew about.
而在这个苹果宝座前呢其实耶稣基督很多的这个奖赏都是要给那些看不见他们是在地球上是英雄的那些英雄。
Okay, now just to give you a bit of a background to this movie, which is a true story based in World War II.
而这个故事呢是有关于二次世界大战发生的事情。
Some of you might not have seen it yet, but you really need to see the movie to understand what we're talking about.
Tim 是希望大家一定要看这部片子，这样的话你才真正的能够很理解它的内涵。
Okay, but just for a bit of a background, the story is based upon this man called Franz and his wife, her name is Fanny, I guess, an Austrian couple during World War II.
这是在谈一对夫妻呢，他们是在奥地利的一对，在二次世界大战时候的一对夫妻。
And towards the beginning of World War II, Austria got taken over by Germany, by the Nazis.
因为在二次大战一开始的时候呢，德国纳粹就已经占领了奥地利。
And a lot of Austrians were actually sympathetic. They wanted Hitler to come in and take them over and to bring them back to this united kind of a Germany.
所以有一些奥地利的人呢，他们其实是非常希望被德国再给占领，这样的话他们可以再变成是同一个联合的一个国家。
But for this man, he was basically a pacifist. He didn't want to fight. He didn't see this purpose of killing people. What was the point of it all?
而这个男主角呢，他其实是属于那种比较被动型的，就他完全看不出来为什么需要战争。
But he did serve time in Hitler's army at the start of the movie, and then he was allowed to go back to his home. But when he was called up the second time, then he refused.
那他呢其实呢一开始的时候在奥地利已经被德国占领了所以他有参加德军去打仗后来呢他又打完了又回到自己的家乡第二次在被征召要去参加德军打仗的时候他就拒绝了
He had this moral dilemma and that's one that a lot of Christians face that the Bible says that you are to obey your rulers but on the other hand Hitler was claiming that he needed 100% loyaltyfrom his people, that if you were going to serve in Hitler's army, you needed to declare loyalty to Hitler and Heil Hitler and all the rest of it. So there was a contradiction. Could he serve the Lord? Could he be a good Christian? And could he be loyal to Hitler at the same time?
对这一位很虔诚的基督徒来讲就像很多的基督徒都有一个困扰在那个时候就是他是要去效忠的是他的主耶稣基督但是同时呢他是否可以效忠他国家的领袖像希特勒这个彼此之间是不是有矛盾
Yes, it says in Romans 13 for example that the Lord Jesus Christ has appointed or ordained we usually have the word ordained in English it means that Jesus Christ has basically chosen who are going to be the leaders of each nationAnd we're expected to obey these people.
而在罗马书十三章里面讲到，就是说各个国家的领袖其实是被神高抹过的，他们才有机会成为领袖。所以照理说，他应该是要效忠他的领袖。
You have to remember that when Paul wrote this to the Romans, he was actually in prison, and he was going to be beheaded by Nero at the time. Nero was the emperor of Rome.A lot of Christians were being persecuted, but Paul was still saying, you still have to obey these people.
就像保罗呢他当时被罗马王给关在监狱里的时候呢 他还是一样告诉他所有的这个些教友们说，你们还是必须要遵照你的国的王的所有的指令。
Yeah. Now for Christians, the principle is that you obey your governments as far as it does not contradict the word of God. See, the law of God is the higher law. So if the law of the land says that you have to do anything against what it is to be a Christian, then you have to do what God wants and not what men want you to do.
但是对于一个基督徒来讲，他的神的法令是高于他的国家的法令的。所以他如果任何一个基督徒他可以遵照他国家的领袖的规定，可是如果他这个国家的领袖所指给的指令是与上帝所教导的是相反的时候，上帝的指令还是高于这个国家领袖的指令。
One concept the Bible does teach us actually is patriotism, and that we are supposed to be loyal to our country, we're supposed to pray for our leaders, we're supposed to pay our taxes and be good citizens, for example.
我们的圣经教导我们的是，我们是必须是爱国的，我们必须是，你必须要服从，顺服于你的领袖，同时你要为你的领袖祈祷，同时你要付税金。
Be a good citizen of your country. You know, if you can help out in social service or help out to develop your country and keep your country strong, then that's a good thing.
所以你也要为你的国家啊去做你该有的一些义务，要让你的国家能够更为成长更好。
Towards the start of the study about the angelic conflict, I was teaching how Satan tries to promote globalization. He tries to destroy national borders.
在前面呢，我们的课程里面讲到这个天使的征战，撒旦呢，他是一直企图要让整个世界叫做全球化，因为撒旦他的诡计就是要打破国与国的疆界。
Remember, it makes it easier for Satan to rule the world if there's none of these national boundaries, and he can be a sort of the ruler of a united world.
因为如果他能够打破这些疆界，让整个全球越来越小，只剩下一个国王的话，他就更容易去影响这个国的国家的国王，所以他就更容易去管理，就全部都由他来掌控这个世界。
So one of the tactics that Satan uses first to get rid of those national boundaries is to destroy or to, we say, belittle the concept of patriotism. He says, oh, you don't want to be patriots. You know, patriotism is racist. You want to love the world community.
所以呢，撒旦的一个诡计是什么呢？就是要尽量的减少爱国主义，尽量的让大家都说，哦，世界是一个国家，所以大家就对自己的国家不太在乎了，这样的话就更有一个全球化的概念。
To be a patriot is actually a biblical concept. You should love your country.
所以爱国主义其实是一个圣经教导的一个很重要的一个概念。
But again, sometimes a Christian is going to run into trouble if the government rulers are telling them to do something against the word of God.
所以呢，对于一些基督徒来讲，当他的国家的领导要叫他做一些事情，但却是与神的教导是相抵触的时候，这个基督徒就有麻烦了。
To give you an example, in Genesis chapter 12, it says that we are expected to bless the Jews. If you bless the Jews, you'll be blessed. If you curse the Jews, you'll be cursed.
就像这个创世纪十二章里面讲说，我们应该要祝福犹太人。如果我们祝福犹太人的人就会得到祝福，我们如果诅咒犹太人的人就会得到诅咒。
And one of Hitler's policies, of course, was to destroy the Jews.
而希特勒在当时就是他的一个重要的政策就是要诅咒犹太人。
And basically to murder innocent people. You know, Hitler was this man with a lot of lust, just power lust, and he was quite possibly demon possessed.And this man, Franz, in the movie, he was expected to swear allegiance to Hitler and say, Hitler is the absolute authority.
而希特勒呢，他基本上就是那个所谓的这个权力欲望冲刺到一个无法比喻的状况的一个人。所以呢，他其实呢，要所要做的事情就完全是跟神所在讲的事情是相反的。
And eventually he said, I'm not going to do that.
所以呢，这个电影的男主角呢，本来应该是要去向希特勒致敬，就是我百分之百的效忠希特勒的。那这个人他就不愿意这么做。
Okay, and ultimately he lost his life because he stood on that principle that he is not going to swear allegiance to this evil man and with these evil plans.
所以这个人呢，他最后是死了，因为他就是不愿意去效忠这个邪恶的人，叫希特勒的人。
Now, it's interesting, they show you a shot at the start of the movie, how Hitler was going through the main street of Berlin, I guess, and hundreds of thousands of people were cheering for him. Hitler was very, very popular, even from 1936, even before the start of World War II.
在二次世界大战前呢，因为这部电影一开始就是先从这个希特勒成为这个德国的领袖开始，他是如此的受到欢迎，那个他在街上经过的话，都是上千万人在对他这个敬礼，都在欢呼，为他欢呼。
If you had any doubts about Hitler as your ruler, you couldn't say that. You had to keep your mouth shut, because if you said something to the wrong person, they would report you to Hitler's police, and you'd be taken away and probably executed.
而在那个时候呢，只要任何人如果表达说，哎，这个领导人可能有问题啊，的话，你根本不能说，你只要说了，基本上他的秘密警察带就把你给杀了。
Hitler was looked at as the savior of the German people.Because they'd suffered defeat at World War I, but now Germany was on the rise again, and Hitler would make Germany a great country.
而当时的整个德国的人就觉得希特勒是他们的救星，因为从这个一次大战的时候的德国变得非常状况很不好，所以希特勒的出现就是整个国家的期望都在他身上。
And like any dictator, he controlled the press, he controlled the people, he had spies everywhere, and so anybody that said anything against Hitler,there was no freedom, of course. You know, you had to agree with Hitler, or you had to be put in prison and then executed eventually.
就像所有的那个集权、那个掌控的那些领袖啊，他们是管理了所有的国家里面的言论的自由、媒体的状态，他都控制了。所以你根本要不然就是你要效忠、崇拜希特勒，要不然你就是会被抓起来、被杀掉。
Okay, I'll just give you some quotes from the movie, though, to see the attitudes of the various people.Now, the main man on the movie, Franz, was very blessed because he had a wife that supported his decisions, and his father-in-law as well.
那个听要讲几个这个电影里面很重要的事件哈，比如说这个男主角 Franz, 他有一个完全支持他的太太，同时他的应该是叫岳父也是非常支持他。
And so, you know, between the two of them and their relationship with God, that comes out very clearly in the movie.They were able to stand the pressure of this test.
而这三个人呢，在电影里面都很明显的呢，他们是完全是站在上帝的这一边，而且他们是可以承受绝大的压力，还是站在神的这一边。
I'll just read some quotes from the movie, and we'll discuss these a little bit. One of the things that the father-in-law said was, "Better to suffer injustice than to do it."
在这里面有几句是这个电影里面的。很经典的句子啊，一个是他的岳父说的，就是说，他说呢，情愿受因为不公正而受苦，也不愿意去做它。
宁可人破坏我，不可我破坏人。
Well, the meaning is, he could have easily said, I'm going to be on Hitler's side, and then all of his problems would have gone away. But he would have had to be unfair, unjust to other people.
好，反正这句话的重点就是说呢，因为他怎么样都不愿意去让别人承受不公啊，对，他就是不愿意让别人承受不公。
Yeah, because yeah, he was saying if he joined Hitler's army, then he'd be out and he'd be killing innocent people, and he would rather be killed as an innocent person than kill innocent people.
就比如说，如果我要参加了希特勒的军队而杀了那些无辜的人，还不如我被杀。
Okay. And then from Major Schlegel, one of the German officers offered him this piece of paper and said, if you sign the piece of paper which says I will be loyal to Hitler, you can go free. And then Franz, the main hero in the movie, said, I am free already. Even though he was in prison and locked up, he said, but I am free.
那第二句是有一个他们那个纳粹的一个军官说，哎，你如果签了名，你就可以自由了。然后那个 Franz 就说，我已经是自由的，即使是他那个时候讲这句话的时候，他是被整个是被手铐铐住，是关在监牢里的，他还是说我已经是自由的。
Because of his relationship with God, he was free in his soul. He was free from guilt, free from fear, free from feeling sorry for himself, for example.
他也不会为自己觉得很可悲。
Yeah, and he was free from having to do this injustice as well.
然后他也其实是 因着没有去做那些不公的事情而感觉到更为自由。
Now physically, obviously he was in prison and he couldn't escape. He was at the mercy of these German people and he was beaten up and suffered all kinds of things.
他在那个监狱里面是又被打又被骂，但是呢他就是他整个思维却是自由的。
But this German officer, just like most of the other Germans, they were slaves, really. They were slaves to that thinking of Hitler.
而这些反而是德国的军官们，他反而是成为了奴隶。为什么？他们是希特勒的奴隶。
I mean, God has given us free will, but they said, "I'm no longer in charge of my free will. Whatever the great leader says, that's Hitler, I will do." They basically gave their free will over to Hitler and became slaves to him.
因为上帝给了我们自由的意志，但是这些。德国军官他们把他们的自由意志却放弃了，因为他们决定要跟从一个非常专制的一个领导人，所以他们是放弃了他们的自由意志。
And a lot of people would say, you know, that even though they think it's wrong, they might know it's wrong, but they say we have no choice.
很多人他们其实在那个时候也觉得这是不对的，但是他们却跟自己说我没有别的选择。
But we always have a choice. Even if you have a gun to your headYeah, you have a choice. You can say yes or no.
但实际上我们永远都有选择，就算有人拿着枪抵着你的头，你都还是有选择说我要或不要。
And the Bible does tell us sometimes we need to anticipate that you'll be in that situation as a martyr where you will have to give your life for Christ. And we see many examples in Scripture.
圣经教导我们，就是任何时候我们也要把假想自己就在跟这个 France 同样的状态里面，因为我们必须要决定在这个时候我是不是愿意为了上帝放弃我的生命。
You always need to be aware of the fact that you have your free will and every decision you make is important.
你要知道你有这样的自由意志，而且每一个你下的决定都是非常重要的。
When you hear about these protests, and especially like now in the United States, people get into what's called a mob mentality. A mob means a great group of people. And usually in that mob, you're going to have one or two people that are controlling everybody. They're the ones with the loudspeakers, and they're the ones that have the voice. And whatever they say, let's go over here and burn the shop. And so everybody says, yeah, yeah, and they burn the shop. And then they say, let's go and attack these policemen. Yeah, yeah. That's what they're doing.Because these people have given their mentality over to whoever's leading that group.
好，一个很重要的举例，就是当现在美国到处都是这些抗议的人士，他们一群人，他们都有一种叫做 mob mentality， 就是所谓的群众的态度。什么叫群众态度呢？就是当他们这群人跟着了几个 leader， 几个领导人的时候，这个领导人说，哦，走去烧了那一个教堂，走去打那些警察，所有的在这个群众的态度里面的人，他们其实已经失去了自由意志，因为他们就是跟着那个领导人说什么他们就做什么。
And later on maybe these people were caught by the police, if they can get caught, and they might say, why did you do it? And they said, well, I was just following the mob.
那结果呢，这些群众有时候后来被抓了，他们做了坏事了，让人家那个警察问他说，你为什么做这个事？他说我只是跟随着群众。
And that's what the German people were doing in World War II. Hitler was saying, you know, let's kill the Jews and let's take over Czechoslovakia and, you know, let's invade Russia. And the German people were like, okay, let's do it.
这就跟二次世界大战的德国人一样，他们因为跟着纳粹，跟着这个希特勒，所以呢他们希特勒说让我们把犹太人给杀了，他们就杀了犹太人。
Yeah, but this one man, he said no. He stood by his...convictions because of his relationship with God.
而这一个人 Franz, 他却可以不跟随着群众，原因是他有更强的跟神的关系。
Okay, still haven't quite finished with that story, so maybe on Sunday we'll get some time to finish that off, and then we'll continue back about the Bema throne judgment.
好，我们礼拜天再继续讲这个电影，同时我们还要继续再讲这个评估宝座。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that you provided your word in order that we can understand about you and your plan.
感谢天父给我们这些你的话语，让我们能够更了解你以及你的计划。
And these classes, we have to process a lot of information, but we know that if we stay focused and meditate on these things, that the Holy Spirit will make it clear in our minds.
我们在课程中呢会得到非常多的讯息，但是我们也知道当我们能够专注的时候呢，我们同时呢能够默想，不断的天天默想着这些讯息的话，我们的圣灵会帮助我们完整的学习。
So we pray that you can teach us to have patience and wisdom and humility.
我们要祷告，求神给我们耐心、智慧以及谦卑的态度。
In order that we can maintain a course, that we can stay focused on learning your word.
而因此我们能够非常的专注，而且能够完整的学习到你的话语。
And ultimately glorify you.
而最终我们将能够荣耀神。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有的祷告是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so see you all on...
Thank you.
You're welcome. See you on Sunday. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Welcome.